We actually should give thanks to the Creator. I tell people that Christianity is a vertical religion, and that Indian spirituality is a horizontal religion. So we give thanks to the Creator, but we have all these spirits that have similar powers. It's not all shining uphill. So I'm going to say something that's quite embarrassing only for two of you, so I can get away with saying it. It's embarrassing to Phil and Kathy Davis. In my first interview with them here, I came to the realization that they are creators. They created this site. They had the help of a lot of people, the vision for the creation. They kept the group small to make the vision happen. Without a band of 20 board members, I'm forever grateful for that. We should hear from at least one half of the creators, Phil Davis.
From the quirky, brilliant mind of David Byrne, and you may ask yourself, well, how did I get here? And I mean, right here, right now. Imagine where we stand today was once the bottom of an ocean, or later, buried under a mile of glacial ice. Then salmon, chasing the retreating ice into a pristine valley. Humans, the Methow people, following those salmon, calling this place home for thousands of years. Only 150 years ago, pioneers settled, drawn by natural beauty and its abundance. Horses grazing in their pasture over the last 50 years, and now, all of us together, in community, celebrating the opening of Homestream Park. Let me backtrack for a moment to mention two things that I think are the most consequential during this timeline. First was the systematic and sometimes brutal removal of the Methow people from their homeland in the late 1800s. And this was not just their physical removal, but also a squashing of their culture. I bring this up not to make us feel ashamed or guilty or despondent, but to acknowledge it, to teach it, to learn from it, to live that truth, because for some, this pain lives on. And then there was this, and I quote, "The overall benefits to the Pacific Northwest from a thoroughgoing hydroelectric development of the Snake and Columbia Rivers are such that the present salmon runs must be sacrificed." That was pulled directly from a memo written by Julius Krug, the Secretary of the U.S. Department of Interior under Harry Truman. Since that time, 13 million, down to less than 500,000, naturally spawning salmon entering the Columbia each year. Now let me pivot. Let's get back to today, because today we celebrate. It was a year ago when my wife Kathy listened patiently as I shared an idea, a vision. Understand, she's endured a few of my visions over the years, so I was pretty nervous because I really liked this one. But my vision track record has been okay, not great. So I finish, and Kathy places her hands on the side of my face, and with a little comforting squeeze, she says, "I love it." This is the gratitude part of my remarks. Kathy, thank you. Thank you for your encouragement, your patience, your partnership, and your steadfast belief in what we were doing. And to the entire community of folks who joined in this vision, too many for me to name, Kathy and I both felt a similar collective embrace like the one I got from her. It's been so rewarding to work with all of you, to have made new friends, and to have it all come together in 6 months. Amazing. Leads me to the other thing I want to talk about, inspiration. I swear it is in our water. Inspiration permeates this valley, with so much of it directed on a shared stewardship of the land, the water, and of each other. Of course, we hope you simply enjoy your experience at the park, but what would be really cool is if your time here was the source of your own inspiration, and better yet, an inspiration focused on our salmon. You see, I believe salmon are our canary in the coal mine. They touch the headwaters, tributaries, and rivers. the estuary, the ocean. We've thrown the book at them in terms of obstacles and challenges, and they're still here, but just barely. So many of you here today work tirelessly to protect what's left, and I thank you. We all thank you. I certainly don't know what the solutions are to make sure our salmon live on to spawn naturally in our rivers for generations to come, but I do know it starts with caring, and it starts with that inspiration. I hope you all come back to the park often, find your favorite spot, sit quietly, pay attention, care, get inspired. I know I do. Thank you all so much for being here today, for sharing in this vision, for celebrating our grand opening, for acknowledging this place as our home, all of us, including the salmon. We've come home. Now I have the honor of welcoming Mark Miller to the microphone, who will share words and lead us in ceremony honoring the salmon, his people, and all of us. But before I hand the mic off, I first wanted to give some props to the folks from that mighty little organization that could, located at Twistworks, the Mehow Valley Interpretive Center. They have helped us to understand our complex history here, and they connected us with the tribe in an authentic and meaningful way, resulting in this beautiful day. Thank you. And now, Mark.